This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. I'm at the Knox County Fairgrounds, and past few years, either here or at other events around town, I've had the chance to spend a few minutes with the Knox County pork producers, and Kevin Main drew that duty this year. Kevin, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. I did draw the short straw over there, so somebody has to do it. But I'm glad to do it. Very glad to help.
Well, I drew the short straw being here at the fairground, so I completely understand. But I wanted to talk to you guys, well, first, because, you know, I have a great view of a big sign that says Bacon Station on it.
Yeah, that's we're kind of featuring bacon this year. We've got what we call our bacon basket, which is basically like a French fries container full of bacon, if you can imagine. Just straight bacon. And we of course have our bacon on top of our barbecue, and you can put bacon on top of our pork burger, on top of our pork chop, you know. And we also have a bacon wrapped pork loin kebab. And Will, if you want to come over and try one of them, we'd probably just let you have one if you would just help get the word out. So,
well, that's why I have this fancy microphone here. I'm glad to do that. And, you know, being a radio guy, I'm not opposed to anything free. But I digress. So obviously the fair celebrates agriculture, so it's important for you to be out here, but how much does doing this every year help the pork producers organization?
Well it provides us a lot of funding to do what we do during the year. We're able to donate meat to such places as the Rescue Mission, the food pantries. We give out, we support the seniors in Watauga. We also support 4-H and give away some of the awards at the show. This is just a fundraiser basically for us, and it does give us some visual exposure out here, to the public also. So, it's a big thing for us.
How big is your hog farm, and you're located where?
I'm in Altona, and actually, we just retired from the hog business. So, I'm getting to that age where it's not quite the same as I was when I was in my 20s and 30s, and being 62, it just gets a little harder for me. So in the next generation, they're more interested in cattle. So Craig and I have kind of retired from the hog thing as of right now. So,
but you're still helping with the pork producer, so that's a good thing.
Yes. This is the first year I've not been in a hog building since I got out of college, and it's kind of odd a little bit. So when you're used to getting up every morning and doing hog work and that, it's kind of a different animal, so to speak, now. So if you would ask my son, he would say I'm kind of semi-retired. I'm not sure I feel quite that way. But anyway, the hog business was very good.
I'm glad you said that, the next generation was interested in some form of agriculture, because that's got to be a concern on a wide level. Is that, you know, you have kids, you raise them on the farm, they're exposed to all of that, but then maybe at some point they decide that, you know, maybe they don't want to do this, maybe they want to go off and do something else. But while it's cattle they're into now, they're still working in the business, and that's not bad.
Right. No, and there's a part of me that wondered if I actually burned them out in the hog business, because, you know, growing up on a farm, you tend to start out at a pretty young age. And both Jason, my son, and Adam, my nephew, spent a lot of time at a pretty young age doing hog work. So, but they both were, you know, at a pretty young age also interested in cattle. And we've never discouraged them. We also have corn, soybeans, and actually we raise and do some hay too. So they're involved. Eventually I will call it quits for good one of these days. So I think we're in good hands.
Well, that's good to hear. That said, though, do you have other friends or other farmers that maybe have that concern that the kids aren't going to want to stay in the business?
Oh, sure. And it's not just want to, it's being financially able to allow them into the business. So, Yeah, that is a concern. And you see some guys that don't that I say, well, they don't really have the next generation involved in farming. And we're fortunate that way. And hopefully, and my dad was always, he was willing to kind of let me kind of take a good foothold in there. And I hope I'm kind of the same way for my boys.
Couple of perhaps, I'll call them topical questions here before I run out of time with you, Kevin. It's hot today. I can't imagine that if you still had hogs that this would be a good environment for them, would it?
Not in our older hog buildings, probably not. Newer hog buildings are a little better with the ventilation, and some of them have some better cooling in them than they do in the older buildings. But no, these are not the days you like to be in the hog buildings. So you just try to keep them as comfortable as you can.
Cool fans, water, that sort of thing?
Yes, yeah. There's misters in the buildings. There's tunnel ventilation. The hog buildings have come quite a ways over, you know. I've been able to see them. My dad built one of the first hog confinements that I know of in our area. So I've been able to see the progression of technology in the confinement, and it's pretty amazing.
Before I run out of time now, you mentioned you have corn and soybeans too. Did you take any hits given the heavy rains earlier in the season? You're laughing, so you must not want to think about it, right?
Yeah, this will be when I'm 80. This will be one of those times you say back in 2019, and you remember the month of May and how horrible it was. Yes, it was. It's been a. We'll just say call it challenging. Will, that's. I'm just going to leave it at that. Challenging, but I never remember not ever planting a crop as a kid. And I've never ever not got the thing harvested. So it's been a challenging year. But there's, you know, more ways than one. There's always a challenge that comes down the road at you once in a while. So.
Kevin Main with the Knox County Pork Producers, thanks for your time, and thanks for all your organization does for the area.
Oh, you're very welcome, and please, Will, come over and have one on us.